Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Paris Auto Speedway podcast number 16 for the 2016 season. Probably going to make it a short one today. I know I've said that before when I'm by myself and I go longer than I thought, but we're going to try to make it a little bit shorter today. What we're mainly going to deal with is this Saturday night, September 10th at Paris Auto Speedway, going to be a very special night of racing. We're going to have the modifieds on hand. We're going to have the Pass Car Super Stocks, Street Stocks, American Factory Stocks, and the CDCRA Dwarf Cars. Our spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. The first race will begin at 7. What makes this Saturday night special? Well, there's a couple of reasons. We'll start with the modifieds. They're running for some big money this week. It's going to be $1,500 to win, $750 for second, $500 for third, $450 for fourth, $400 for fifth, and so on back to $50 to start the main event. You guys want to check out that entire purse. You can go to Paris Auto Speedway's website, and the purse is there all the way. The main event purse all the way back is there, along with the format we're going to run this race on Saturday night. It's going to be a different type format, by the way. It's going to be more like a sprint car format. We're going to run heat races where the top either three or four drivers from each heat race transfer straight to the A main event where all the money is. All the other cars go to a B main. We'll run that B main, and we'll take the top finishers out of the B main. They will get put into the A main as well. We're going to increase the amount of laps for the modifieds this Saturday. Normally, modifieds run 6-lap heat races. This Saturday night, they're going to run 10-lap heats. Normally, the modified main event is 20 laps. This Saturday night, with the extra money up for grabs, it's going to be a 30-lap main event. We expect a lot of cars there, a lot of extra modifieds. One of the reasons, this is Super Nationals week back in Boone, Iowa, and there's no IMCA-sanctioned modified races anywhere in the country this week except for Boone, Iowa. What that means is there's no point-paying races either. So guys are normally running for points, they're not going to be able to do that this week. And a lot of tracks are not even running modifieds this week, so we expect a lot of out-of-town cars to show up. Steven Fangmeyer, he's the guy who got the ball rolling on this and actually dumped some money into the purse, was talking to him or listening to him on the San Diego Motorsports Radio Show with Dave Stahl on Sunday. And according to Steven, there's cars coming over from the Bullhead City area, a bunch of cars coming from the Phoenix area, cars from Bakersfield, San Maria, Ventura, Hanford, and as far north as Salinas and Watsonville. That's this Saturday night, modifieds extra money. Once again, $1,500 to win, $750 for second, $500 for third, $450 for fourth, $400 for fifth, and $50 to start the main event. It's an important race for Pass Car, too. This is the final race where a driver can win a main event and get into the Pass Pursuit Championship at the end of October. If you're unfamiliar, we've been doing this, I think this is the third year now, where if a driver is a regular and doesn't miss a certain amount of races throughout the year, and he wins a main event in one of the three classes, Super Stock, Street Stock, or Factory Stock, he qualifies for the championship. If we got guys who have won multiple races in divisions, and we have it throughout the divisions this year, then we're going to take the next high point drivers who have not scored a win throughout the year. So what you get to October, we're going to have seven drivers in each class fighting for the championship. It's just like NASCAR. The highest finishing of those eligible drivers on that final night in October will be crowned champion of that class. So it's very important for the Pass Car stock car guys. Super Stock so far this year, we have winners of Luke Dodd, Blaine Whitson, and Curtis Dietz. So we're going to take quite a few guys out of points into that class as well. Super Stocks has been even tighter than the Street Stock guys I just mentioned. Billy Griffin is one and Mike Lurwell. So we're taking a bunch of guys in the Super Stock points. And the American Factory Stocks, I believe it's been Alyssa Smith, James Altman Jr., and Todd Fassler. They've already got their spots reserved in the Pass Pursuit Championship in October. So we're going to take some guys out of the Factory Stocks as well, out of their points for that final night. Also said CDCRA Dwarf Cars this Saturday night. Think it's their third of four appearances at the Pass this year. Once again, gates going to open at 5 p.m. First race is going to be 7. That's this Saturday night, September 10th. Need to start congratulating champions. We've already started congratulating crowning champions at Paris Auto Speedway for 2016. In the IMCA pass modifieds. Chuck Becker out of Yucaipa is the champion. Now, he's the champion of the IMCA pass modifieds. The IMCA points at Parasol Speedway are done for the year right now. We still have two modified races to go, this Saturday and the one in October. So the modified guys are still going to be racing for a separate pass modified championship. They're going to take the points they've already accumulated. They're going to use those plus points from the last two races. So Chuck Becker is the leader in the points in the champion we're going to crown in October, and he's already won the IMCA track champion. Last year, IMCA champion of the modifieds was Kevin Hocking, and Dave Clark won the past championship. So it's possible we'll have two different modified champions at the pass this year as well. Trailer figure eight races. Ken McWilliams capped a perfect season last week, won his sixth trailer figure eight race in six tries. He won them all. He's the trailer figure eight champion for 2016. Cowboy from Hell, Clint Keenan. He won the figure eight championship, his first ever championship in the regular figure eight class this year. Democross and the overall championship. Now we have added some events, and it's going to take a little bit of explaining on this next one. Next time Democross comes up, it's going to be at the Dabolition Derby on the Lake Paris Fairgrounds at 9 p.m. on Saturday, September 17th and Sunday, September 18th. Dabolition Derby, they've rented the entire fairgrounds. It's an event that promotes marijuana usage and, you know, safe marijuana usage. And there'll be a lot of different vendors and food. They're going to have a bunch of concerts going on. To note, to get into the front gate for that event, you have to be 18 years of age or older because it is a marijuana event. Now, last I talked to Don Kazarian for the teams in the infield with kids, he's going to try to see if he can work some out with the fairgrounds so you guys can bring your kids down the pit area, the teams. But once again, to get through the front gate, you have to be 18 years of age or older. And check it out on the website, Dabolition Derby. Money they take in is going for some really good causes. So check that out. If you can't support that event, it'll be a cool one for you to come out and check out. October Southern California Fair. It's the annual. I believe it runs from the 1st to the 9th this year. We've added a Democross race on Saturday. I believe it's Saturday the 7th or Friday the 7th. We'll check that out on the pass website in the upcoming days or the fair's website. Your admission to that Democross event at the fair, I think it's the 7th, which is a Friday night, but just be sure. Check to make sure it's not the 8th. Your admission to the Southern California Fair gets you into that event absolutely free. So Democross drivers have three more races to go this year and three races to decide the overall champion, Night of Destruction, and the Democross champion. We're going to start wrapping this one up right now. I told you it was going to be a little bit shorter. Want to remind you once again, this Saturday night, September 10th, come on out. Going to be a great show. Modifieds with that extra purse. Should be a lot of extra cars there. Cars and drivers who normally are not at the pass from Arizona, Central California. Should be a handful from Nevada and Northern California as well. $1,500 to win, $750 for second, $500 for third, $450 for fourth, $400 for fifth, and $50 to start. Also, Pass Car Super Stocks, Street Stocks, American Factory Stocks, and the CDCRA Dwarf Cars. Once again, our spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Races are going to start at 7. One more thing I need to remind you about. I did forget. Next sprint car race at Parasol Speedway, it's going to be the Glenn Howard Memorial. That's going to be on Saturday, September 24th. That's always a special event to all the drivers in the USAC CRA Series because Glenn Howard was just one of the nicest people you can ever meet. And one of the guys responsible back in 2004 for keeping racing alive, 410 sprint car racing in Southern California. So come out and honor him on that night. USAC CRA sprint cars will be there along with the past senior and young gun sprints. That's September 24th. Gates on that one going to open at 5 p.m. You know it, first race at 7. Check out all our social media. We update that stuff every single day on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Google Plus. We're Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Google Plus, we are Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, we are Paris Auto SPDWY. We update those things, especially Facebook and Twitter, multiple times a day. Facebook and Twitter is usually between 5 to 7 times a day. Race results, photos, interesting stories about our drivers, stuff like that. So check it out, and we look forward to seeing you. Paris Auto Speedway this Saturday night. Gates open at 5 p.m. First race at 7. My name's Scott DeLosio. Thank you for listening.